I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, May 5th. There are currently 885 cases of coronavirus in Quincy. There have been 80 deaths and 371 people have recovered. There are over 69,000 cases in Massachusetts. The Quincy Walmart store is closed after an employee died from COVID-19 and 11 workers have tested positive for the virus. Quincy Health Commissioner Ruth Jones says the older female worker died recently, so all other employees will be tested for the virus. In the meantime, the store on Falls Boulevard will remain closed to the public and will be disinfected. The store will not be allowed to reopen until it passes inspection. However, a sign on the door says the store expects to be open this Friday. Health officials are also watching a cluster of coronavirus cases at the Staybridge Suites Hotel in North Quincy. 18 Navy personnel who've been working on a ship docked in Boston have tested positive for the virus. That hotel is not open to the general public. The average age of people who have the coronavirus in Quincy is 57. The average death rate age is 81. 30% of the deaths in Quincy have occurred in nursing homes and assisted living facilities. Mayor Thomas Koch says 55% of the cases have been female and 43% have been male. On a positive note, the mayor says the infection rate in Quincy has dropped from a high of 583% down to 20%. He says Quincy has 1.3% of the cases statewide and has had 1.9% of the total deaths statewide. Koch says the numbers prove that social distancing and other measures are working to flatten the infection rate. The mayor also is urging residents to respond to the 2020 federal census. The Secretary of State has told the mayor that Quincy's response rate is low, especially in Wards 2 and 4. Mayor says the federal census is crucial to how much federal grant money the city receives for the Community Development Block Grant Program and other programs. Reminder, please send us your videos of life at home during the pandemic. We want to see how you're passing the time, either working or going to school from home, or some other creative ways you found to cope with the crisis. Just email your videos to COVID19@QATV.org and then watch for your stories on Quincy Access Television, Channel 8. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, May 5th.